Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
Did you know that all of the Bible's teaching points to the death of Jesus? Neither his perfect life, nor his marvelous teaching, nor his powerful miracles are the focus of the Bible's message. These are all important, but above all else, the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to die. So we have to ask ourselves the question, what makes his death so important? The answer is really that he died as a substitute. He also died as a sin bearer, and he died as a saviour. You know, Jesus is the substitute. You know, this is the greatest demonstration of the love of God. We're guilty. We're weak. We're helpless. We're lost. In light of God's holy law and God's holiness, we cannot live up to the standard of God. And God's law, when we break it, has consequences. We go to schools and talk to children and often talk to them about choices and consequences. And God's law demands punishment for breaking it. We understand that concept, that principle, because we know in our country, in most nations, if you break the law, there are consequences. So how can we possibly escape God's righteous anger because of our disobedience and our sin? And the Bible's answer is this: God demonstrated his love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now that's the amazing fact. It's the death of Jesus that meets the demands of God, as he took the place of sin itself and bore God's judgment so that we might have forgiveness. The Bible says he suffered the just for the just, that he might bring us to God. So he is not only the one who took the place and paid the price, but he is the sin bearer. You know, the Lord Jesus genuinely died. Some religions would teach you Jesus didn't die on the cross, but the Bible says Christ died for our sins. Roman history tells us, Tacitus and people like that record in the historical records, that he paid the ultimate price, died the ultimate penalty. The Bible records the Lord Jesus on the cross crying, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, the Lord Jesus, he became accountable for sin. The Bible says he made one offering, one sacrifice for sin forever. And that takes me to my third point. He is indeed Jesus, the Saviour. It's not his life that saves you. His life demonstrates he is pure and holy and different, that he's the Son of God, he could do miracles, but it's his death that saves you. And this demonstrates the power of God, because after 3 days in the grave, the Bible says he was raised again. He was declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection, according to the Spirit of holiness. And the Lord Jesus conquered death, paid the price by his death upon the cross. The cross is the humiliating, shameful form of death that God chose, that his Son might deal with sin and provide forgiveness to sinful people like you and me. I trust that you'll come to know Jesus Christ as your Saviour. It would be a wonderful thing if you did.
You're listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker, an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the Word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.